And here is your story for Lesson H. The Right Man for Karen. Karen pulled off the street and over to a corner when her chief called on her cell. "I have a rather difficult problem," he said. "A famous old soldier is visiting our town, and it is necessary to provide a party for him." "When?" Karen asked. "At 8 p.m. "Where?" she asked. "In a room I've got in a wing of the Grand Hotel." "Size?" "It's a large party room." "No, the size of the crowd." "Maybe 50. "So have 50 chairs and 12 small tables." "Food?" "Finger food." "Okay," Karen said. "But you didn't ask one question," the chief said.
"What?"
"No, you didn't ask why," the chief said. "This famous old soldier can help our product supply problem. He knows someone in a distant colony who can help us."
"Okay," she said. "I'm on it now."
"I don't imagine you like this, Karen," the chief said, "but I always know I can depend on you. Don't you agree?"
"I guess so,"
she said. "You are beyond compare." Right, she thought. Compare me on payday. But she said, "So now that means I've got to hurry. Bye-bye." There was one more question I did not ask, thought Karen. I didn't ask how. It was now 4 p.m. on her car's clock. In just 4 hours, those people will be streaming into the party room at the hotel, and this process is all mine. Thus, she thought, I will create it all now. There was no time to ask the hotel for help. Then the car hit a train rail that was high over the road. She could feel it in her bones. Something in the front of her car was broken. There was too much danger now to operate the car anymore. But her real fear was that she might let her chief down. Things looked bad. But an idea hit her. She called her neighbor, Michael, who was a cook at a place by the lake. This was his day off. He was sleeping. "Michael?" she said.
"Right," he said, with sleep still in his voice. "I thought you were the alarm bell."
"Michael, you said you wanted to get to know me better."
"Right," Michael said. But he was not sleeping now.
"How would you like to go to a party?"
"With you?"
"Of course. But there is one string."
"Right," he said. "Anything you want. Almost anything."
"We have to take food for 50 people." She waited 10 seconds for his answer.
"Right," he said. "It's good that I have the day off."
"Great," she said.
"You pay?" His mind was sharp now.
"Right," she answered and laughed.
"I'll call you back when I have it ready," Michael said. "I'm thinking about serving some meat in thin pieces they can eat with their fingers. I'll have to rub it with something good. I have tubes of things that are good for that. Then I'm thinking about a rich, thick corn dish they can eat with the meat, and some fruit I will have to wash, of course. The fruit will tie it all together."
"Gosh, Michael," Karen said, very happy, "I called the right person."
"Right," said Michael.
"And just one more thing?" Karen said.
"Sure," said Michael.
"My car had a breakdown here. Could you also pick me up and help me take it somewhere?"
Now she waited another 10 seconds for his answer. She wondered what he would say, and she smiled when she heard it.
"Right."
Now here are the words from Lesson H. Agree, bell, bone, chair,
chief, clock, colony, compare, corn, corner, create, crowd, danger, depend, famous, fear, fruit, guess, hurry, imagine, meet, mine, necessary, neighbor, operate, party, process, provide, rail, rather, rich, rub, sharp, soldier, stream, string, supply, thick, thin, thus, tie, tube, wash, wing. And those are your words for lesson H.